Welcome to church this morning. Let's stand and sing together.
Seated. Today is June 5th, Pentecost Sunday. We're having our church picnic today right after the service, so please stay and join the festivities. There's lots of food. I've seen the desserts are ready, and if we just start eating desserts, I don't think we'll eat anything else. So you have your choice where you want to start. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. The nursery will be open this morning from those from infant to 3 years old. Our ARC Sunday School is for ages 4 all the way up to grade 5, and they'll be dismissed today after this morning's singing. Our ladies group will continue to meet every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m., and our youth will be meeting at the church Wednesday night, 7:00, 8:30. We're also taking registrations for Summer Jam, which runs through August 15th to 19th for ages kindergarten to grade 5. There are paper registrations at the Welcome Center. You might have seen the colorful bulletin board back there. Those, you can take forms if you want to donate the different materials. How that works is you take the piece of paper with you, you buy the materials, and then when you bring them back, you put the paper with the materials so we know what we have. That's all our announcements.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
For he has made me glad.
turn and greet each other.
And the kids are dismissed.
And the kids are dismissed. Thank you, Lewis. What happened?
This morning, we're going to go into prayer, and I guess the one thing I want you to catch, if you don't hear anything else, is that God is for us. He's not against us, and there's things that have happened in our life to us that have been very difficult, but I'll tell you, he's the one that believes in you. He's the one that loves you, and he's the one that cares what's happening to you. This morning, we're going to use James to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in James 1, 17 to 18, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return our affection and worship to him for his perfection and unchanging glory, evidenced in all that he has created. Confession, James 4, 7, 8, and 10. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he'll lift you up and honor you. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it you need to run from? Confess these sins to God. Run toward him, and let him lift you up forgiven. Thanksgiving, James contrasts the evil one's influence on worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you and those around you this week. Supplication. James encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, and 16. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Bring your requests before him now. We pray for Betty, for Neville, Marcia, and Michelle, for Karen and Kaylin and Remy, for Dave and Pat, for Isaac and Corrine, for Ray and Rowena, Brian and Rita, for Marilyn, for Cynthia and Jill, for Matthew and Trina, Shannon and Cam, Brad and Terry Lynn, for Kelly and James and the passing of her mom, for Barry, Roland and Carolyn, for Betty, and some of the places around the world, Libya, Maldives, Monaco, Netherlands, the Ukraine. God, we pray for peace and spared lives. For United States, for Canada, for our own country, that you would heal our country from division. And all the unspoken requests, the things that weigh heavy on our hearts that we don't have answers for, we come to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Our scripture reading today comes from Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. In those days I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. And I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For some on Mount Zion in Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said, these will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called.